on this afternoon that we might continue and conclude our worship on this Lord's Day. Certainly it is good to see each of you here. I trust that you've all had a fulfilling and enjoyable meal after service this morning. Everybody had a good meal after service? Good, glad to hear it. I always consider myself blessed when I have the opportunity to assemble with the people of God that we might worship together with him. We are thankful to Brother Clifford for directing our singing this evening, for Brother Waller reading our scripture, and for Brother Larry Reese leading us in our prayer. We invite you to Judges chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. The Bible says in this passage, looking at verse number 7, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua." His illustrious career finally came to a close. "And all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel." Verse number 8, "And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old." And we move down to verse number 10. Joshua is dead now, and Joshua's work is done. Joshua is buried at this time. Verse number 10 affirms, "And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers," that is, they died and they were buried, "and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." How did this unfortunate and damnable condition develop? How was it that there arose another generation that did not know the Lord, that did not know the works which he had done for Israel? What led to this set of tragic circumstances? This entire generation, the new generation, did not know the Lord. They were not aware of the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. What went wrong? What happened to lead to these conditions? I think we can say that the thing that led to this, that led to these circumstances of a whole generation not knowing the Lord, it was because of a serious problem in failing to transmit and pass on the spiritual heritage of God's people. We talked about the generation gap on this morning. This gap is obvious when we look at this generation that arose that knew not the Lord nor his great works. There is an answer to dealing properly with the generation gap. And what I call the answer to bridging the gap or mitigating the gap that exists between one generation and another. I call it the generation overlap, taking advantage of the generation overlap. Now you might ask, what is a generation overlap? The generation overlap is defined as that vital period of time that is mutually shared by a person from one generation with a person of another or different generation. It is that period of time that that person from one generation shares with the person from the next generation. There is an overlap of their lives. Now, when we think about this overlap, what I want to do is to give you a brief illustration of the generational overlap. By using myself and my mother and my daughter as a personal example. Now, my mother, Fannie Mae Jones, was born on June 1st, 1922. That's when she made her advent upon the earth. Amanzo Jones, that's me, was born on January 14th, 1951. That's when I made my arrival on the planet. My daughter, Tamika Jones, was born on July the 9th, 1980. My precious mother, after living an enriching, fruitful, and faithful life, died on December the 23rd, 1995. Therefore, the overlap time my mother and I shared together on earth was approximately 45 years. I was in her life for 45 years. We shared that time together from the time of my birth to the time of her death. So you can see the overlap that we enjoy. This overlap time was a crucial time because it provided us with the limited chronological context in which to establish, cultivate, and develop our relationship as mother and son. During this opportune time, we were enabled to communicate, share, and interact with each other in many meaningful and enriching ways. During this overlap time, Mama influenced and impacted my life greatly. Here is the key. How overlap time is employed and utilized determines the degree to which a parent, grandparent, or great-grandparent is successful in effectively transmitting their faith to their offspring. The Word of God must play a preeminent role in shaping the spiritual values and cultivating the Christian character of our children. If we neglect the proper utilization of the overlap time as children with our parents, then we're not going to receive the full benefits that can be derived from meaningfully sharing the overlap time. I was talking to Brother Eric Prowell last week, and I learned that he was off that particular day. I asked him if he was sick. I asked him if there was some problem or if he just took a vacation day. He said, Brother Jones, I was not sick. He said, I took off a day. And I was wondering, why would he take off a day? I said, what happened? He said, well, I took off a day because I wanted to spend that day with Ryan. He wanted to meaningfully employ some overlap time. And so he took Ryan, got his boat, went to one location, they did some fishing, and went to another location, they did some more fishing. It kind of reminds me of the husband that had been sitting at home all day long on Saturday. His wife had been to the mall, to the shopping center, and she came into the house as he was watching a football game on Saturday evening, and he said, where you been? She said, well, I've been to the mall. I've been shopping. He said, what did you buy? He said, I didn't buy nothing. She said, well, how can you say you've been shopping and hadn't bought a thing? She said, well, the same way you can say you've been fishing and hadn't caught a thing. Well, now, I understand that Eric and Ryan didn't catch a thing, but they spent that meaningful time. His major objective was not to catch any fish anyway. His major objective was to spend some meaningful time with his son. You know, sometimes people speak of quality time, but in reality, when you spend time with your family, when you spend time with your children, when you take advantage of the overlap time that you share together, you are spending quality time. And it was a very meaningful experience, both for father and for son. He used that overlap time to good advantage. I believe that strengthened and enriched their relationship. When we look at the children of Israel following the death of Joshua and the elders that outlived Joshua, and we find that those individuals did not know the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. How did that happen? There had to have been a major failure in proper utilization and employment of the overlap time. They did not take advantage of the opportunity to teach and train their children such that they would effectively transmit their heritage of faith to their children. That happens all the time. When we fail to give proper emphasis to spending valuable time, like is described in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, when we fail to spend that time each and every day taking full advantage of every opportunity to share faith with our offsprings or with our grandchildren, then we will fail to effectively transmit and pass on a genuine faith to our children. Let us not allow the failure of that generation that gave rise to a another generation that did not know the Lord and that were not cognizant of the great things that God had done for Israel. Let us take every advantage of every opportunity to meaningfully spend our overlap time. My daughter didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with my mother, but she did spend some overlap time. She was 15 at the time my mother died. I shared and enjoyed 45 years with her. And I think that during that 45-year period of overlap time, that she definitely had a great influence and impact on my life. Brother Darwin Mason, your minister, has teased me incessantly about Tamika going with me and for what purpose she went with me. But now, we had a challenging time, we had an enjoyable time. But one of the main reasons I wanted her to go with me is so we could spend some good overlap time with each other. And I think that we got to know each other better. I think that we helped and enhanced and enriched and strengthened our relationship by virtue of that overlap time we spent with each other. She enjoyed herself, I enjoyed myself. There were a few challenges along the way, but which in a sense magnified the gap that was between us. But we were able to deal with that. And the overall benefit from us spending that time together was great. We can work together with each other, one generation with another. I have taken advantage of some of the overlap time between those young people, our young adults, in bridging the generation gap some. I believe one night when Clifford Prowl, turned the lights out preemptorily on a Wednesday night, and it was dark, and I needed to look for something. And I said, man, I wish I had a flashlight. Danielle Tigg, she said, Brother Jones, you got your phone? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, if you got your phone, then you got a flashlight. I said, I don't have a flashlight. She said, if you got your phone, you have a flashlight. Now, y'all might think I was awful dumb. And I was not dumb, I was ignorant. All of us are ignorant, but on different subjects. But what she told me was, she said, Brother Jones, you have a flashlight built into your phone. I said, no. She said, yes, you do. You have a flashlight built into your phone. And she said, let me see your phone. I said, yes, ma'am. And so she took my phone, swiped up from the bottom on the left side, and she brought to view a light. Where did that come from? It was there all the time. But I was not as technically and digitally knowledgeable as she was. And I blush to make this confession that I was that ignorant. Some of y'all are thinking now, do I have a flashlight on my phone? But she helped bridge that gap. Sister Farmer has discovered hers. But we can benefit mutually from the generation gap. The old folks or the older generation can share a lot of meaningful things with the younger generation. We can help them, they can help us, and thus help bridge the generation gap by spending some time in the generation overlap. One of the things that we can meaningfully do, and I encourage all parents and grandparents to do it periodically, have a devotional with your children or with your grandchildren. Periodically sit down and study the Bible together. Periodically spend some overlap time in praying together with your children. The generational overlap can help bridge the generation gap. I think that will benefit us if we'll keep this concept in mind. Because see, the only time you have insofar as sharing it with the other generation, with your parents and grandparents, is that limited amount of time that we can speak of as being the generation overlap. If you neglect it, if you don't wisely utilize it, then you are diminishing the degree to which you are able to influence your children and grandchildren in a positive manner. God blesses us with this opportunity. Let's not blow it. Let us not waste it, but let us utilize it to the greatest degree. If you're here this evening and you want to renew your relationship with your Heavenly Father, if you stand a guilty distance from Him today, you don't have to remain that way. Through repentance, confession, and prayer, you can be restored. Will you come as we together stand and as we sing? Ooh.